his friends, Asher Shavi'a Special, Schos Fenisa Ben Lydia, and Mayam and Simcha Ben Adina Minya. The Gemara of Mitzian, Daf Chavav, Amir Aleph, says that if you have an object that was very rusty, someone finds it in a wall, he can keep it. And the owner can't say it's his, because since it's rusty, we assume that it belonged to the Amorim, who were there before the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. It's a really old object. So the finder can take it, and the owner of the wall or the heap cannot say that he put it there and that it really belongs to him. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. Why can't he make a kinyan chatzer? You're right, maybe he's not the one who put it there, but he has a kinyan chatzer that it's in his courtyard. So it should be nicknamed to him as kinyan chatzer. And it says, Tosfos, a chatzer is not konan, something that he'll never find. Like here, that it's ba'ovi akosel, it's mutzna ba'ovi akosel, it's hidden in the thickness of the wall, he'll never find it. Since he'll never find it, can't make a kinyan chatzer. Even though the Balat Kotel Taina is that he put it there, so it's not in a place he'll never find it, but he has no ne'amanus. If he had ne'amanus that it was his, then we'd believe him. But he doesn't have ne'amanus. Since it's shasich tfei, since it's very rusty, we assume that it was there from before him. We don't believe him to say that he put it there. So we don't believe him to say that he put it there, and there's also no kinyan chatzer, because we assume he's not going to find it. The Nosimperio brings from the Imri Bina in Chavash and Mishpat, country of Spatina, Kinyan, and Simon Favish, and Piske Rid. The reason that Chatzer was Shalom Konolo Shalom Yidaito. Person's chatzer is kona for him, shalom yidaito, even if he doesn't know about it, because anything that he has in his chatzer, his das is anything that comes into the chatzer, his chatzer will be zocha on his behalf. So we see that be'emes gam chatzer o eino kona lo shalom yidaito. We just say that he has das, not pshat that he doesn't have das. He has das klalus, that anything that's going to go into his chatzer, he intends to acquire, and therefore he doesn't have to be miskaving on this item, but often prati specifically. So as mashma b'divrei rush the kamon gabi matzah b'chanus harelu shelo, he writes, why isn't there a kinyan chatzer for the Baal Chanut? He has no smichus das, since a lot of people to acquire this item, so a lot of people come and go. He doesn't have smichus das. His kona is chatzer. His chatzer is kona ab shalom yidaito. So chatzer also needs kavona. We just say that he is das liknos kol ma sheikonis lechatzero. Vein tzarech lechavin akol dover bepratius. If so, where he doesn't have smichus das, it's like he's not mechavin liknos, because he thinks that people who come and go will take it, and therefore there's no kinyan. B'chein muchach betotzus b'vibasir ad nundalad amad aleph divar matzchala daita dekosu d'hadekotz chotzer konu lo shalom yidaito haynu mishayinu yodea imu b'chatzeru v'me yodea rotze liknos avalim yodea v'in miskavin liknos lo koni. That chatzer is konu shalom yidaito is that he doesn't know if it's that it's in his chatzer, and if he would know, he would want to be konu. But if he knows and he's not miskavin liknos, it's not kona. Im Tomar continues Tosfos matza begala because the yoshin disnan bav mitzia reilu shelo. He finds it in a heap or in an old wall. We say it's his. Amay lo kanya lechatzeru kashiv ar Tosfos v'yesh lomar. So why isn't there a kenyan chatzer here in our case, where he finds it in a heap of racks or in an old wall? V'yesh lomar de b'dar v'she'ein. Hava she yimtza tokana chatzera shalom idas. It's something that he's not going to find. His chatzer is not kana shalom idaito. Why not? So the answer is that BMS chatzer also needs das. We just say that he has das liknos kama shikanas lechatzera. So if he knows that it's in his chatzer and he's not miskaven liknos, so that means that he doesn't want to be kone. And that's why he's not kone. And if he's never going to find it, then he didn't have das on it. He only had das on something that he's going to find. Something that he is going to find eventually, that he has das to be kone. Something he's never going to find, he has no das to be kone. So it's not hefech kavana, but he has specific das not to be kone. It's that he doesn't have das to be kone. There's, he has das not to be kone, or he doesn't have das to be kone. So here it's not pshat that he has specific das not to be kone. He just lacks das to be kone. Oshu mitkaven shelo liknot. Ulo mitkaven ken liknot. So that would be the explanation as to why Chatzer is lo eino kone lo when it's something that he's not going to find. Because he doesn't have das for such things. The Rush writes, B'tam shein Chatzer kone lo ba'al ha'bayis. For the Yishlomer ma'ashe nishar tam min amorim lo'hayu lo'osu shanafu lo'karka lo'chelko. Ki ha'shalo lo'hayu mischalek lo'chol Yisrael. The Rush says that what was hidden from the Amorim does not belong to the person who received that karka, because the shalal, the booty, was mischalek to all the Jews. And after it was found there, so it's considered avud l'kol mikol Yisrael, lost from everybody, and the finder gets to keep it. Ah, what about kinyan chatzer? Asked the Rush. He says lo adifa chatzer miyado. That's just like yado. Became the other called him Yeush, he's not Kone, since be Surah Siliyade, therefore Chatzer also. But Chai Gavna, there's no Kinyan. Because be Surah Siliyade. Because it was before Yeush. And therefore, since it's before Yeush, he's not kone it, nor are his children or grandchildren. Why is it be Suraya Siliyade? Because the when it was law, when it was first given, it belonged to all the Jewish, when it was first in his property, it was given to all the Jewish people. And then only afterwards, there is Yeush. And the person who finds it gets to keep it. But at the moment that he acquired it, there was no Yeush yet. And since there was no Yeish yet, it's Bisuri Asi Liyade. It came into his hands, it belonged to all the Jewish people, and it came into his hands before Yeish. So therefore, he can't keep it, nor can his descendants. The question is, how did the Jews acquire all of these matnonos that we said that it belonged to them? And the male was the Bisuri Asi Liyade, because he was counted before the, he took it before the Yeish. Well, why, how were the Jews counted these matmonios? Since they were hidden, Mizman HaMorim, so it never came into the hand of the Jews, how were they counted? And if they weren't counted, so it's not Begeder B'suri HaSiliyadeh, because it's not Begeder Avedis Yisrael. The Rush wants to say it's Begeder Avedis Yisrael, it's like the Jews lost it into this person's hands, and it's B'suri HaSiliyadeh. But Mechitesi. Who says that it was that the Jews were ever counted in the first place? It's a matzmon. It's hidden. So how were the Jews counted that now it's considered that Bisuri Asi Liyadeh? He took it before Yeish. So it would appear, says Rav Gishtetner, that these matmonios were acquired to the Jewish people even without a Maisa Kenyan. Because the pasuk says, "Vayik yiviach Hashem elokech alaretz asher nishba l'avosecha l'Avraham l'yitzchak l'Yaakov, l'seis l'charim gedolos v'tovos shelo beniso, batim elem kol tuva shelo mileisa, uboros chatzuv asher lo chatzavta, krom v'zeisa asher lo natata, v'achalta v'savata siyeh kadosh baruch hu," promised to the Jewish people to give them houses filled with everything good. And it emerges that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were kono all these otzros and matmonios below kinyan. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makne to them b'matana, and they don't need a ma'isa kinyan. The old mevor b'avodah zar b'daf and gimel on the beis v'ashrem tisur from beis shmich yirusha v'lahem ilahem me'avosam v'en adam osir davar shein v'shalo. How did the goyim aser our trees? V'en adam osir davar shein v'shalo. So you see from this gemara that the Jewish people are calling Eretz Yisrael Mizman Elvis, like Rashi says, Shrei Lavram Nemra Ki Lechot Nena. So it's already there, it's Mizman Elvis, that's how they were calling these matmonios. So one could argue that that's only referring to what's Mechuber. That's what the Gemara is talking about. But these matmonios are metaltalin, that the Goyim can sell or destroy. Maybe that they weren't Kona. But it says Batim Aleim Kol Tuv, so it's Muchad. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they acquired Kol Mashe Babatim Af Metaltalim. We have another problem. Problem is, how were the Jews kona these matmonios? That even though they didn't need to make a ma'isa kinyan, because they were zocha they memer the rachman Hashem gave it to them. But now that they're avod mikol adam, as Hashem gave them these what's in Eretz Yisrael, beautiful. But they're avod mikol adam, kumash kosav arosh. The Rosh says that the shal was mischalik l'chol Yisrael, va'achra sha'amad sham. So it's like being lost from all the Jewish people. So now that it's lost, so they don't have a kinyan on it anymore. It's not shaykh to make a kinyan. The Rambam says in the 16th parak of Gzeilah Aveda, Halacha Ches, that you're not kona the matmon midin chatzer ma avda ma aveda shel adam mar matar she tov imenu mitzasa mi shavudu imenu mitzui etzol kol adam yatzazu shenaf leyam shavudu imenu mikol adam kavachom the matmon kadmoni. Shalohaya shalom eolam v'avad mikol yud mikol mimenu u'mikol adam l'fika chushal motza. So the Rambam says that what's avad mikol adam you can't make a kinyan on, like a matmon, and therefore the finder can keep it. So even if you say that the Jewish people didn't have to make a Maisa Kinyan, since the Torah gave it to them, Hashem gave it to them, but the Hakna is not better than an actual Kinyan. If Hashem gave it to them, it's like making an actual Kinyan, right? But if it's Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam, so there's a Hafka and a Kinyan. It's like it's less a Bolam, it's not in the world anymore. So what's the Pshat? They lost their Kinyan. So the answer is, the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Tad Mitzorah and Perek Yud Parshiyot Zayin, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give the Negaim in the houses so that you find these hidden treasures. So they were already promised. So that's not considered Avud Mikol Adam anymore. Because they were promised they're going to find these treasures. Have to ask Akash on the Rush, who says, "Mashenisha tamim and amarim lohi loso shenafal akarka lechelko ki asholhe mischalik l'kol Yisrael." That what was hidden from the Amorites did not belong to the one who received the karka, because the booty was given out to all the Jewish people. How does the Rush know that? Why don't we say that whoever got that land received any matmonios there? Why do we have to say that it was given all day out to all the Jewish people? We find in Parshas Matos Seder Chalukas HaShalal between the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. That's fine there, but how do you know that also B'Knisas and Laretz there Mechalek the Shalal Shavet B'Sheva L'Chol Yisrael? So maybe whatever you find in your house is yours. That's the Tzarech Yun on the Rush. On Kolpanim we learn some important inyanim. And a very interesting sugya. Obviously, I hope to return to it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.